Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Howard playing Taluga.
Let's get right into our recap and start our episode. Last time on Dicey Situations, we joined our heroes as they investigated Krizik's abandoned temple. While the courtyard may have been eerily quiet, a pressurized creaking noise could be heard inside a hall of records. After eating some suspect eggs, the gang were met with a deluge of skunked beer that sloshed behind the wooden door. Inside the strange building full of soggy tomes, Taluga met an alehouse drake, and the gang learned that this record hall was full of the census information of Iona's Krizik worshippers. As they continued to investigate the abandoned temple grounds, they discovered more clues pointing to a hasty exodus of the Stormcallers on a train back to Windmere. Finally making their way to the main temple structure, the boys were attacked by a living lightning bolt set loose by mind-controlled Firbolg children. While Glebnor and Theo did their best to subdue the Firbolg youths and take out the lightning construct, Taluga set his sights on a female Firbolg assassin on the wall of the temple. Using the tentacle arm of his new weapon, the Plope was able to yank the assassin down to the ground, but was nearly killed when she drove a pair of poisonous heels into his chest. After pistol-whipping some kids into submission, Theo was finally free to turn his sights on the dangerous Firbolg woman, long enough for Glebnor to get to Taluga and revive him with a cannoli. Back in the fight and full of pastries, Taluga used his new bone claws to finally defeat the mysterious woman and end the battle. We join our heroes now surrounded by unconscious children at the steps of Krizik's temple. All right, boys. Beat up a woman and some kids. How we feeling? What we doing?
Feeling strong. Feeling
so strong.
Does Taluga have just like cannoli cream all on
all
his,
over
face?
His face? Yeah.
What is this?
Delicious, right?
I'm not talking to you.
Daddy.
God.
Reggie's like, man, those kids had some, had a little bit of gusto there.
They Reggie, really... you save that boy you shocked to death?
He's fine.
Is he?
He's good.
You sure?
I checked. He's good. He's a little singe, but listen, I just really wanted to try using a lightning bolt spell. I saw the lightning bolt. I was like, I could probably do it. And I did it. And it worked out great.
It was pretty badass.
But you did it on a kid. You, like, why not, like, Merlin?
I started with the children so I can work my way up. I'm gaining confidence, Theo.
I mean, I thought you were pretty confident already.
You would be wrong.
Can you guys make some perception checks for me?
10.
26.
Nat 20.
Okay, you two, settle down. Glebnor, you're just kind of just like poking at the bodies of the unconscious children, not fully paying attention to what's going on here. I think because you guys are like at the steps here of the main temple entrance, Theo and Taluga, you guys walk in. I think Theo, what you notice is like the temple's completely empty. You can definitely sense there is this kind of like static magical feeling in the air. But I think what you immediately notice is that there are paper pamphlets strewn all over the ground.
Paper!
God, these bastards use paper.
I bet they... That better not be Big T's friends.
You pick up one of these pamphlets. Give me an investigation check with advantage.
14.
14. This is Krizik propaganda against a southern god who seems to wish to destroy the world. This pamphlet's talking about you.
Does it say my name?
They've actually been calling you... What appears to be that they should be calling you a rebel god from the south.
This can't be me. I'm not a rebel.
No, you're not. Huh. But they at least got the god part right.
Yeah.
As you keep inspecting it, it's definitely you. They talk about your ponytail, about how it's like this vicious symbol of hatred you wear on your head.
I thought it looked nice.
I love the ponytail.
But with a nat 20, Taluga,
mm-hmm.
You notice that amongst the pamphlets, there's also like strewn on this paper, there's like, it almost looks like wanted posters. And you see on this picture, it's a picture of Nancine.
Oh,
and
boy.
They call her the apostate. And this pamphlet is basically propaganda against the Hill Dwarves that have betrayed Krizik and joined with some southern rebel god.
Well, take this, roll it up, give her a call later.
Yeah, word has gotten back to the Stormcallers in Windmere that the Hill Dwarves have defected.
Just another thing on the list.
Theo, add it to the list.
Okay, hold on. How did you...
He's going to have to wait like a minute for it to unfurl.
Just, Hold on. You got a pen? You didn't give me a pen with this bag.
Oh, sorry. Here you go.
Oh, thank you.
It's like a nice, fancy pen, dude.
Oh, ballpoint.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wow.
Oh, keep it right upside down with it.
Oh, it's one of those?
Yeah.
Let me try it. Oh, it does work.
Yeah.
Can I get one more round of perception checks, if you guys wouldn't mind?
20, 30.
23.
18.
Okay. You all just hear sounds coming from back in the courtyard. And you see that, like, the Torvo is leading a small group of furbolgs into the temple courtyard. And he's looking around, and you guys notice as him and you see his brother Doran's with him, these furbolgs, they all run over to the knocked out children and this unconscious woman. And you hear Torvo go, "Those bastards! Who would hurt children like this?"
A living lightning bolt.
Krizik would do it.
I knew it. Thank you all so much.
Oh, by the way, they are mind controlled.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Is there anything we can do to break them of this enchantment? Brother, they were able to do it for me, but it required quite a bit of magic. Do
these children like to be entered?
But son?
Phrasing. Glebnor.
Sorry, Glebnor.
What?
Glebnor, you know, yeah, Reggie, get a hold of him.
Hey, Glebnor, we're going to talk about how we use our words. So sometimes...
But I entered Torvo.
Okay, see, you're saying enter. But for most people, they don't know that you are a slime that can go inside of a body to control it. They may think that there is a sexual connotation.
Sexual?
Let's go over that book you stole the other day. And really, I think maybe you skimmed it, but we need to really focus in on some of the terms people use when they are making sweet, sweet love.
What?
Okay, let's talk.
You see, Reggie and Glebnor over there as he flipped through this page, you know, discussing the birds and the bees to Glebnor. Can I get an intelligence saving throw, Glebnor?
8?
It's not in one ear and out the other. It makes no sense. Why can't you enter these children? What's the problem?
Right?
What's everything so weird about it?
God. I'm trying to help.
And you can see Doran's like, we are in a temple district. Maybe we can bring them to one of these temples for their healers.
Probably for the best, you know. I'm still
good. The fire temple.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, we're already tight with those people.
They love us. They're very good people.
Yeah, they got Dave. Dave's great.
Davo?
Yeah, Dave.
Davo.
Dave.
Well, he didn't say I could call him Dave.
He said I could call him Dave.
Exactly.
All right.
Oh, I see.
Glebnor, can you kind of take the form of like a stretcher or something?
Oh, come on now. That's just trampoline, but less.
Do you make the people with...
Obviously. Stretch it with legs.
For the bit, yes. But not mechanically, because I will not deal with that later. Glebnor turns into a small army of gooey...
Beavers.
Why are they beavers?
Ren and Stimpy.
Okay.
Homage. Yeah,
sure. Small gooey beavers pick up these unconscious children and this woman.
Or was it Rocco? Whatever.
It's fine.
90s Nick, people.
90s Woo. Kids will get it, I guess. I didn't. and you bring them over to the fire temple. As you walk them over toward the fire temple, people in the district are kind of like all like kind of crowding around watching as you guys leave Krizik's temple.
Make like an insight check, if you wouldn't mind.
12.
8.
24.
Thank God.
The 24. I think what you kind of just notice is like the people that are sort of watching you leave the Krizik temple, they're so confused because, you know, the Stormcrawlers were like a pretty positive presence in the city for years until everything obviously has come to a head in these last few months. But some people are starting to wander into the temple courtyard grounds and kind of look around to see that the place is completely abandoned.
As we are leaving, I mean, I can't believe Krizik followers would abduct women and children and beat them.
Yeah, give me a persuasion, or I guess persuasion or performance, and I'll let you do it with advantage.
A dirty 20.
You see there's like a dwarven mage who's like, "Monsters." As they look in and they realize that like with that dirty 20, the word will now spread that Krizik was like abusing people inside of this temple. And yeah, you guys make your way over to the fire temple. You see Jakat's waiting out for you outside. "My friends, is everything all right?"
"Nope."
Oh, heavens!
Yeah. We went into the Krizik Temple because they abducted some women and children, and now they're mind-controlled, and I can't break because I'm spent today. But I got this yellow powder on my face. I gotta wipe it off! And I lick it. Oh, is that cannoli?
Delicious, right?
Anyways, I didn't really sleep. I'm back on the juice, so let's go.
Can you
fix them?
Where do you want them, Jakat?
Yes, please bring them inside.
Up.
My clerics, my forge clerics, come. We must work on these poor people. They've been injured.
Yes, force their minds to not be controlled anymore.
And you do see some like dragonborn clerics come out of the temple, and they help the furbolgs bring these injured people inside. Jakat's like, this is terrible. How could Krizik do such a thing?
No idea.
He's a real scoundrel.
He's a scumbag.
I'm so sorry that all this has happened so early in the day. I was wondering. Are you ready to meet the Flame Mother?
Sure.
Wait, what? Yeah, she's here?
Go. Of course.
Let's go.
She has finally returned. Our powers have returned. And I wish to present you before her so that I may let her know that it was you who saved us from the desert and led us here.
Okay, I want to pit stop with Dave real quick.
I have a real quick question.
Yes.
How does she take kindly? Does she take kindly to parallel gods?
Of course, there is room in the pantheon for all.
Okay, let's go.
The Flame Mother is a god of fire. You have no intention of ruling over fire, do you, Blibli?
No, not at all.
I think we'll be fine then.
I'd get burned by fire? Not
good.
Not yet.
You are a human man.
Yeah, well.
A human-ish. Yes, please.
Okay, Bleepy, I need the bag open real quick.
Open it.
Cobbler, I need the hat.
He kind of just rummages around. He takes out your plop hat?
Yeah, my plop hat.
This incredible, it takes a minute because it's pretty long as he kind of funnels it out of the bag.
Tuck it under my arm. All right, I gotta go see Dave. I got a plan. I gotta go before the idea slips out of the mind.
Guy, not a haberdasher.
All right. So as you guys are preparing to go meet the Flame Mother, you run off to the east side of the temple and you find Davo.
Smashing up bones, making swords. Oh, hey, bud.
Hey, Dave. I got a project for you. You're the best guy I know for the job. Huh? I got this big hat.
Whoa!
And this cowboy hat that I killed a porcupine for.
Yeah, good hats!
Can you combine them?
Whoa, what do you want? So...
I want a mega hat.
A mega hat? So basically you would have the height of this hat, but with the brim of the other hat.
Yes, Dave, you got it exactly.
Well, I'll get to haberdashering!
And then maybe... Let me see your ear, Dave.
Yeah, let me get down!
Leans down.
If I bend down at a 90-degree angle... My hat could rocket something out of it.
Whoa! What do you want to rocket out of your hat?
I don't know, a ball of some kind, spiky.
I got plenty of spiky shit here.
Perfect. Shrapnel.
All right, hat cannon.
Yeah.
Man, you just keep coming up with good ideas. If this whole thing doesn't work out with your god, you got a position with me. You could be my apprentice.
I'll keep that in mind, Dave.
Yeah,
good to know. You know, I'm really stressed out, and I might take you up on that.
All right, I'll get to work on this hat.
You can go from number two in the religion to apprentice to a psychopath.
It's fine.
I run back bald-headed toe.
Daddy!
Yes, Toluca, please. We're getting everyone ready.
Is your head cold?
Could all of you real quickly, the Flame Mother's, the Drake Pit is quite hot. So, if everyone could just sit still for just a moment.
Him and a couple more of these red dragonborn clerics come up and they begin casting fire magic on you. You guys are all now resistant to fire for the next 8 hours.
Oh, that's nice.
Wham.
So warm.
Yes.
And not dry?
I would hate for you to get a horrible sunburn when we go inside of the Drake Pit, but you will love it.
Wait, there's a sun in there?
Well.
How'd you get fit a sun in there?
That's, no, we did not.
How
no.
am I going to sunburn if there's...
Wait, I should be able to fit in there, right?
Yeah, you are goo. Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure there was room for two suns.
No, this is a classic confusion, an error in our conversation. Sometimes translating draconic to common, these things happen. No, the Flame Mother radiates magical heat and fire. So much like a sun, you could have your skin burn and peel off the bone.
Oh, God.
But that won't happen
here. I don't want sunburn, that's skin cancer.
No, we would be bad for everyone. Trust me, there will be no cooked fish today, my friends.
Jakat hits you on the back really hard.
All right, now that we are ready, come. You will now stand before the God of Fire!
Jakat and these flame clerics, they lead you through the sweltering fire temple into its center. Can I get a perception check as they open this grand vaulted door and lead you into this fiery pit?
Nat 20.
15.
Nat 20.
Like father, like son, huh?
Right as you walk in, even with this fire enchantment, a wave of heat hits all of you. Oh, it's so sweating in here.
Oh, God.
And you can see that in the center of the temple, it is almost like a pit of lava that you look down into. There are small, like little fire dragons kind of swirling around in the air. These are probably like wormlings, you could definitely tell. You see a bunch of kobolds. They're at the side and they have like big, like jugs of gold that are just pouring into the lava.
For the flame, mother, we will celebrate! Melt it down!
They're just melting all their gold away.
It's neat. It's pretty cool.
Just getting rid of it all?
God, it's so dry.
You got a smelting operation here?
And with two...
Hey, Jay.
Yes?
Do you got water? I'm fucking dying over here.
Ah,
so dry.
Would you like a beverage?
Yeah. Yeah.
We have a new one for Magri. It's called Bleeberry.
Takes a can out and hands it to
you. Slurp?
Oh, we have slurp all around.
You got slurp.
Slurp? Oh, I'm going to pour this on you. Look at you. Are very, very dry.
Oh, yeah.
With your two nat 20s, though, you boys look into this pit. You can see in the center of the magma, there is clearly some kind of ancient red dragon. With a nat 20s, you two peer through the smoke and the steam coming out of this pit. The flame mother is none other than Daisy. A dragon who once lived in Tidewall.
Oh my god, it's Daisy!
And you see Daisy, again, lumbering old dragon.
Daisy! Hey, Daisy! Daisy! It's me!
Dragon looks
Toluga!
Up at all of you and make an insight check.
5.
23.
16.
Okay. Glenmer, you get nervous as this dragon's wings emerge out of the magma. It bats them as like bits of lava spray off of its body and flies up out of the pit to land in front of all of you. Glenmer, for a moment you think that this thing might attack you, but then it lowers its head, and in Draconic for those that speak it.
Oh, hey guys, how are you?
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Is that you?
Yeah.
Hello.
Toluga? Glenmer? Toluga, you remember?
Glenmer. Hold on a moment.
You see this massive red dragon. And again, the voice almost threw you off for a second, Toluga. It's just like a tiny
what?
Old voice. Or Theo, sorry. And then you can see the Flame Mother looks over to Jakat, and Draconic is like,
please, my servant, allow these people to understand my words.
Jakat casts Comprehend Languages on Glebnor and Toluga. Reggie's like, what about me? He's like, oh, sorry. And then casts it on Reggie.
Reggie, can't you cast it on yourself?
He doesn't want to waste the slot.
And you also notice that Reggie isn't sweating at all because he doesn't sweat. So he's just like a perfectly dry gnome standing there. Jakat's like, that is interesting.
Can I splash some blueberry on him?
He's just dehydrated.
I was just about to say the same thing.
Sleight of hand or deception check, Glebnor?
27 sleight of hand.
You fool. Yeah. It's going to go when it hits him.
Yeah, you. As Jakat looks down at him, looks up, and then goes to look back at him, now he's just covered in blueberry juice.
I'm so sweaty out of my pores.
Calm down, Reggie. Get your sweat glands out of control.
But you can all now communicate with the flame mother, Daisy.
Oh my god, Daisy, it's you. How you been?
Hello.
Daisy. Can I hug her?
Yes, please.
Hugs.
Come on, all of you. It is so nice to see you.
Yes.
I fear that none of Tidegul had survived when I fled.
We managed to make it.
We got some of the Kuatoa to, you know,
I think
get to Sloopledrip.
Sloopledrip.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it, but it sounds nice.
Well, my uncle lives there.
Pretty great.
I was fortunate to find this temple. It is a wonderful temperature for me.
Yeah, what happened? What's your story?
Well, after the Stormcrawlers attacked, I fled. I killed several of their strange goat griffins in the air.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice job.
Great. Good job.
I was very injured, so I arrived at this temple. I sensed the heat. When I landed, I was greeted by many of these small dragonborn. They seem to think that I am a god.
You're not?
Are you?
She leans in real close.
I do not know. They believe I am one.
Theo, can you use your god magic to, confirm?
Can I do a religion check to kind of just be like,
yeah. Can I give him the help?
Yes.
And guidance.
I will say here, Glebnor, you can give him the help action. Taluga, you can give guidance as you try to understand what is going on with Daisy.
Wait. 16.
Okay. You try to connect with whatever magic is happening here. I think with 16, you do realize something is similar is happening. You remember that first day that you leapt from the goo and the Kuatoa all believed you to be a god and you felt that you were being imbued with divine power. Mm-hmm. It's similar. The Dragonborn and the Kobolds believe Daisy to be the god of fire, and their belief is strong enough and she is old enough that it may have actually happened.
They are very kind. I have given them magic, it seems, and they have brought me their gold, which is very nice.
You guys do love gold, you people.
You people?
Dragons.
Regis.
Yes.
Get them under control.
Oh, hey, Glebnor? You
up,
people
boss?
Sometimes comes out, comes sort of, it seems, it kind of sounds a bit
I lean in while he's doing this.
It's not easy, is it?
No, it's not.
Yeah,
easy.
But they are, those people like gold.
Yeah, but if you keep saying those people like that, not all dragons like gold.
That's a lie.
You see, Daisy's like,
that is a lie. All dragons love gold.
Jakad's like, Flame Mother! This is wonderful. You know, my friends.
Oh, we go way back.
They saved us in the deserts. A horrible bone wave would have swallowed us whole, but they led it away.
Of course they did. They're good boys.
All boys in Titagol were good. Well, not all, but most of them were
most
good.
Most boys. Yeah. Did you see Sam yet?
Who is Sam?
Pastry guy?
Yeah. I never had a pastry.
Gendry never brought you any cakes or cookies?
I mostly helped him heat the forge.
Okay. We'll rectify that.
There are many forges here.
Are you heating them all?
Apparently. Huh? My body is radiating so much heat that they have used the lava pools here to sort of distribute it amongst their forges. They are making many weapons.
Yeah, I see.
Good. I like this place.
It's a nice place.
Daisy.
Yes.
Is there, they're making many, was the word you used, weapons?
Yes.
Like enough to arm a small to medium-sized army?
I imagine it would be enough.
And soon to be large?
Soon to be large?
I'm sure they could scale up. The fire worshippers are very, very smart.
Hmm.
They worship me, of course.
Why do we broker this deal?
What deal?
We need the weapons.
God to God here.
Ah, yes, Theo.
We're fighting against Krizik, who injured these nice women and children, brainwashed them, well, mind-controlled? Is that what it was? Mind-controlled.
Took over the minds.
And they're doing other awful things in this world. We're trying to stop them.
The Stormcall has destroyed Titagol, which was my home for a long time.
So they fled here. I believe there's still some stragglers around, which we're figuring out, but they left here after mind controlling and injuring these fine people.
Terrible.
We're trying to stop them from doing this elsewhere. We have a small army. Taluga has amassed, you know, great relationships for us.
He's so good at it.
Can you make an insight check, Taluga?
16.
I think with a 16, you're finally feeling a little appreciated. I think it's a mix of them talking you up to the Flame Mother, a literal god of fire, and also realizing how stressed Reggie is. So yeah, I'm going to give you an inspiration point for the day. Yay. We're going to call you're inspired by appreciation.
So well-deserved.
If you intend to destroy those horrible storm worshippers, I will lend you my flame.
Well, great. That's what I was hoping for. We can help each other out. You know, I'm not trying to step on your religion. I don't think you're trying to step on anybody else's. I think we can coexist in this, you know, world, the Pantheon, all that kind of stuff.
Wonderful. Well, I will instruct Jakad and my followers to help you in any way they can.
Great.
And my clerics.
You see some of the Dragonborn clerics step forward.
Go, use what magic you have and heal these terribly mind-controlled people.
If there's things we can do for you to reciprocate so it's not just a one-way, you know, deal here, we can assist with anything that is needed that you can't handle yourself.
If anything, it would just be nice to know we have allies in the city.
Well, we can start with that.
We'll tell our creeps at the Death Temple.
I don't know about that.
We got a whole crew of creeps.
A crew of creeps.
They're creepy.
A whole group?
Yeah, they're not great.
Ah, you found your temple then. How was it?
Not good.
It's creepy.
Jakat's like looking real positive. He's like, Toluga, what did you think of the temple?
I haven't seen it yet. I met one follower. His name was Borf, I think.
Where is Borf now?
Dead.
Yeah. He fell into a vat of mayonnaise, and apparently that kills them.
Well, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. There's just a lot to unpack with this one.
Well, I have been leading a religion here for a long time. I understand the stresses. Sometimes you get followers that are a little off-kilter.
To say the least.
Like, she's so big. It's like a dragon. Like, she fills the room, basically, now that she's out of her flame pit.
I tire. I will return to the magma now. Sure. Jakat, take good care of these boys from Titicle. And Theo, god to god, it is good to have you in the city.
It's good to see a friendly face.
This massive dragon gets up and lowers itself back into
the
bag.
Bye, Daisy.
Bye, Daisy. Mother.
Jakat looks at all of you.
That went so well.
We go way back.
I can't believe you knew the Flame Mother.
Yeah.
I should have expected nothing less from a god and his followers. What a good day for me.
Jakat's just beaming. You guys had such a weird morning, but Jakat's having a great time. Yeah, what'd you guys like to do? I think you can definitely trust that the Firbolgs would be safe here with the Fire Temple. Yeah, what do you guys want to do now?
Toluga, can I sidebar with you real quick?
Oh, sidebar.
Reggie's like, oh, yeah, sure.
Before we start this, hold on. God, Reggie's so stupid.
Yeah, it's nice seeing him struggle with what I have, a fraction of what I have to deal with.
All right, just made sure he wasn't listening, because you know him. He likes to eavesdrop.
Yeah, what a dork.
So, you know that talk we had a while back? I don't remember exactly where. I think it was it was when we were taking back Tidegol. But the talk we had about... No, it wasn't that. I don't remember.
Is it the one where I said if we kill these, things... from the world, they have to go somewhere? That one?
Yeah, I believe it was around then. One thing I didn't tell you about the deal I made with my grandfather.
Mm-hmm. You see a vein bulge. Yeah?
So, if I take over the domain of death, I have to go past the divine gate, and I don't stay here.
But, like, why?
Because you can't rule the domain of death from the land of the living.
But I mean, who better to know death if you don't walk amongst the living?
Well, I mean...
I'm seeing a real disconnect. Anyways, what happens if we just kind of, just structure it a bit better and we divide up some of the responsibilities?
Well, I mean, that's one thing we can do, but I think at some point, person who controls the domain of death needs to be in that domain.
It could be a whole, Persephone in the underworld type situation, like 7 months down there, 7 months up here.
Persephone, famous in Aeon and lore. Fine.
Sorry, Persephone. So I get the pronunciation of that mythology so wrong.
Hey, it's all different mythologies. It's all lumped together at this point, but... Well, I was thinking, we could try going that route, but what I was thinking is we definitely need someone who is better than Strife, who's just ruining everything for everybody.
Yeah, but from the sounds of things, he's trying to prevent my concern, which was the big man trying to take you over and, amassing into some big glob of power.
Yeah, we also have to stop him. We got a lot to do in a short amount of time.
You don't say. The other vein bulges.
It's like he has horns now.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to start checking some stuff off your list. But I need you to know that if it comes down to the point where if I have to go past the gate to make things stable for everyone here, I have to do it.
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it, big man. Listen, this ain't nothing I haven't solved yet.
I mean, your own stress, you have yet to solve that.
Well, we're working on it.
Look, I'm going to start taking some stuff off your plate, but you're still the face of the religion.
Yes, I am.
Buddy Christ pose activates.
So look, what you need help with, you need to let me know. Okay, you can't just expect me to know. I'm not, yeah, you know I'm laid back. I've never really cared about all this other stuff. So you have to tell me when you need my help.
Okay, all right. I need your help.
Okay.
We have to make a deal with Lola the spider demon.
That's fine. We can make a deal.
But
you've already brokered the conversation.
It
so.
Might mean kicking Mansa out of where he's at.
Well, Mansa may be holding back from us.
That's what I've... Wait, how much do you know?
What, have you?
He...
Did you dump that information on?
I think it was just the initial... Yeah, I think it was just the initial, like, okay. The... I don't know if I necessarily... I told you that the blade is here.
Yeah.
And it's possible that Mansa knows about it, most likely.
Yeah.
Which we, at this point, have to figure out how we can interrogate him without having to fight a dragon.
Is it a... boy? No, it's a girl dragon, right?
Yes, his wife, Gilda.
Damn. Yeah,
golden dragon.
Maybe I... Have I noticed the weird looks his husband has been giving me?
You can give me an insight check.
Oh,
are you gonna
actually,
honeypot Schumach?
Not with this,
Actually, I have an idea.
It's a 13.
Yeah, like, you've definitely gotten weird looks from Schumach. It's hard to tell. People look at you weird all the time.
I don't know. We can maybe leverage someone that he knows.
I have an idea.
We kill Greg?
Yes.
Okay.
But when we were at the temple, the death temple, right?
Yeah.
There was a room filled with gold.
Oh, okay.
We can offer that gold to the dragon to just...
She's going to buy the dragon's marriage away?
Why not? At least we won't have to worry about the dragon at that point, and we can deal with Mansa. And then... if we have to deal with the dragon at that point, then we deal with the dragon. But we don't have to deal with both of them at the same time.
We don't know if they're actually in love, or if this is a political thing, or maybe she just wants the hoard.
Yeah. We just need to figure out a way where when we're interrogating Mansa, we're not getting attacked by a dragon.
Well, I got this thing that I can do now that I might be able to just talk to her. And only her, even though other people are around. But it's going to require me going, up there with them. By meaning, I need a meeting with Mansa and the dragon and Schumach and hopefully not Greg.
I'm sure we can work that out. I mean, I can take Mansa, well, not away, but I can ask him for a meeting and bring you guys up, and then when I go off to a sidebar with him, you have your chance to speak with the dragon.
Okay. Alright, that works.
Okay.
Anyways, Phaedra said she'd reach out when it's meeting time.
Okay.
I need you to keep an open mind about this. It is a spider demon.
Yeah, not psyched about that.
If anything, I can make the deals, and you can just agree to the terms or disagree to the terms.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll give you one of thumb okay. up, thumb down, yeah. Thumb in the middle if it's maybe. We'll figure it out. Just tell them not to have the spiders touch me.
I'll do my best.
Okay.
At this point, I was gonna say Reggie is casting message at Glebnor.
Hey Glebnor, how's it going?
Hey Reg.
I figured since we're outside the sidebar, we can have an internal sidebar. Ooh. And they won't even know about it.
Sidebar, sidebar.
Sidebar, sidebar. They look like they're having a good conversation, though.
I know, I'm so jealous.
I'm so jealous.
I wish Daddy would talk to me again.
Well, I think maybe he's hoping this will be an opportunity for growth for you. He's okay. Also so stressed.
I'm so big already, though.
Maybe we'll just wait till they get back.
Reggie just like, do-do-do. He just cuts the message off.
Oh, I thought
Glebnor was just... It's just the busy line.
I thought yeah. Glebnor in his head was hearing, do-do-do.
You definitely are.
going through a tunnel.
I just
kind of
like bopping to the beat. And I'll also say now, you guys have like, you're in the Fire Temple having this conversation. Shakat finally comes up and is like, I know the day is quite early, but you all look so injured.
Yeah.
Please, take a short rest here before you head out into the city again.
Okay. Will
do.
Guys, take a short rest, and I will say Jakat goes to you, Tuluga. And Tuluga, I would like to give you, my magic for the day will be yours. Roll a d8 for me.
4.
Okay, so that's 4 spell slots you can get back. You can split them up, though. If you want to use 2 to get 1 second level spell, you can, but up to you. But yeah, you see Jakat transfers his remaining magic to Tuluga to kind of give him a little boost for the day.
I am fully healed.
Great.
I'm at 38 of 85 because I never took a rest. So I've been using my,
second win.
No, I was been using my, all my hit dice and I just used the last 3.
Cool.
I'm going to use... I have a greater healing potion, so 44 plus 4.
63 Sweet. Out of 66.
Nice. Looking good, boys. You guys take a little short rest here at the Fire Temple before heading out for the day. A lot to do, a lot to talk about. And I think probably most pressing is getting back to that Death Temple. You guys only really got like a little peek there. You spent one night... You provided rest for all those people that had their homes destroyed. But yeah, Tuluga, you haven't yet seen it. So
it's so creepy.
On the way, do I see the Temple to Corellus?
Yeah,
we gotta pop in real quick.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah. You guys leave the temple after your rest. Give me, we'll call this like survival checks with advantage. You guys have been running around the temple district for the last day or so.
8.
18.
16.
Yeah, Theo, you see that Tuluga wants to go to this elven temple, and you pointed out there's a large... like finely made marble tower that seems to be designated as a temple to Corella. Out front of this temple, there's a long like pathway of stairs leading up to it and a statue of this elven goddess. Yeah, this is the temple of the elves. And I think, give me some perception checks as you guys approach.
Nat 1.
18.
23.
Okay.
What color is Corella's hair?
It's a marble statue.
Is so it all one it color, though?
It's all one color. All
right. It's not like split down the middle, one on one side, one on the other.
Unfortunately, she has no ombre going, it appears. but yeah, you two do notice there's like a couple of like, you know, just like elven temple attendants sort of waiting at the temple gate.
Hello, welcome.
Howdy.
Welcome to the Temple of Corella.
Oh, that's the temple?
Yes.
Sorry, I was facing the wrong way.
Right here, Dad.
You got that? Hey, Dad, you got that stuff?
Huh?
You don't appear to be Theo has elves. It. Are you non-elven elf worshippers?
We have to drop something off with you.
I suppose that is fine.
May I speak to a, I don't know, a priest of some sort, a cleric?
Who's your manager?
My manager. I'll get you the manager.
This is like a tall, thin elven man. He has like really long hair and he looks at you all annoyed.
They're also wafy and annoyed.
He opens the temple door and goes into the temple. Can you guys make some quick perception checks as he opens the temple door? It does seem very clear they're not letting you in.
6.
26.
Is it mad nice in there?
13.
Glebnor and Tuluga, you're trying to like look in real quick. And Theo, you kind of push them out of the way so you can get like a real quick glimpse of what's behind the door. Inside of the temple is beautiful. There's definitely like a nature motif. There's lots of like living plants inside the temple. And I think you do notice that as they go in, there is a large tree in the center of the elven temple. It looks old. This is an ancient tree. And it's strange, obviously, seeing a tree of this size in a desert. But yeah, the temple is open at the top, so light and rain and whatnot can get in. But yeah, he quickly shuts the door after he goes in.
Is the tree the size of the temple?
I would say it's obviously a little bit smaller.
Okay.
But it's inside the temple. Mm-hmm. But the ceiling is open so right. That light and whatever can get inside.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
How tall is the temple?
The temple height? I don't know. A couple hundred feet tall?
All right, never mind. What's your fly speed?
I forget. Do you really want to use your once a day flame?
If we can. I don't have it right. I gotta take a long rest, and yeah. I haven't taken one.
But I'm saying maybe we can sneak in later on.
And you hear like a little bit of hushed conversation on the other side of the door. Door opens, and an older elven man comes out. He has like a real tight bob, just like a weird look. Blonde bob that kind of comes down to like his like, I guess to his shoulders. He's wearing like a green and golden tabard.
I hear you're looking for the manager. That is my... What can I help you with here at the Temple of Korala?
We have a couple of things we need to drop off.
Offerings?
No.
We, lost property?
Yeah, we were traveling through the woods near Tidegol, and we came across who we believe to be some of your followers who were slain.
Oh, terrible.
So we wanted to return their belongings to you guys.
So it is a kindness you are bringing. You made us quite nervous.
What about us makes you nervous?
You appear to be some kind of sentient gelatinous cube. You are a small fish. And this man is wearing all black. So we got...
Well, that's purple.
Oh, I see, yes. This is an elven temple. Only elves are allowed inside, I'm terribly afraid. But we will accept these offerings you bring us, this returned lost goods. Please, what are they?
We got three.
I open the bag and I go, all right, cobbler, hand me those over there. And then that. And
that's a rummaging noises.
And as cobbler gives them to me, I'm just kind of like, I'm not... like handing them. I'm like, all right, here you go. And then,
oh, yes,
and then,
please, that is very sharp. He's trying to hold all these weapons. Thank you very much. Double-bladed scimitars are, they are important to our people.
You want me to get the door for you?
If you wouldn't mind. Yep. Open the door.
Don't forget the 10 gold and their holy symbols.
Yeah, I got the, yeah. All
right. Don't forget to tell Cobbler to take the 10 gold off
the sheet. Here's the holy symbols.
It's a lot of things. I only have so many hands. Give me the,
where's your pocket?
Over here. He leans his hip towards you.
Put the 10 gold in there.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Yep. Very helpful. Thank you.
Can I sneak into the temple?
I need a stealth check.
23.
Okay. I will roll a perception check just to see if this guy's noticed.
Can I also do one?
You guys want to both sneak into the temple?
Can you quit? No, I want a perception check.
You can do a perception check.
I was going to ask if I can.
You don't
also
have my dad anymore.
This guy rolled a 2, so he definitely is not going to notice.
11. Yeah, but I was going to kick Reggie, but I didn't see anything.
No. I perception checked and got a nat 1.
We're both looking the opposite direction.
I look back at you as I'm holding open the door.
As you're holding the door open, this guy is kind of, thank you very much. He kind of goes into the temple, but he didn't notice the Glubnor sluiced right by him. Glubnor, you're in puddle mode, I suppose.
Of course.
Give me, I guess, a perception check now that you're inside the temple.
Question. Is 15. There anyone that is going to close the door, or is it like he walked through and I'm still holding? I can still
hold it.
He walked in, and I think you see even though he struggled with stuff in his arm, he kicks it with his back foot to kind of shut the door.
Can I
put Thank you very much!
Can I put my foot in like the thing so it like sounds like it slammed shut, but it doesn't necessarily?
I'm going to call this a sleight of foot check.
It's a 15.
What's your foot constitution?
Yeah, he thinks the door is shut all the way.
Shatter your toe.
You've left it open a crack.
You all right? No. Why'd you fucking do that? You broke your toe.
Well, I didn't want to open the door and make the noise.
Oh, wait. Why are you opening the door?
Well, what if we want to go in and check it out?
Why do you want to go in? It's some other guys. We got places to be.
Hey, Toluga.
What?
I lost Glubnor.
It's not easy, is it, Reggie?
No, it's not.
Why don't you go get him before he gets smitten by a god?
Glubnor, you're inside the temple. You're slicking around, moving through this like little temple. What did you get, a 15 for your perception? You can see inside, there's like almost like hanging, floating garden like above this tree. The entire room is lit up with these like firefly lanterns. It's beautiful inside. With a 15, I'll say that you're inside of a beautiful temple. And you see as this guy...
swanky.
As the guy thinks he shut the door and he has all this stuff in his hand, he's like, freaking southern hillbillies with all this bullshit. He like walks over. He just dumps it all on the ground. Annoying. Yeah, you see him leave. You're kind of now alone inside the temple. There's really not... It's just a really pretty temple. I will say, if you want, you can make an arcana check for me. And you know what? I'm going to give you advantage because you have what I'm asking you for, you're familiar with.
16.
Okay. 16 is above 15. That feels reasonable to give you a little bit of intel here. One thing you do notice is you can sense that there's obviously a lot of magic in this place, but the magic on the tree that you're reading, it's familiar to you because you once tree strode. Someone has come through this tree recently, probably within the last day or so.
Reason still hot.
Huh. Yeah, you kind of put your pseudopod on the tree. Still warm.
And that's all I can gather?
It's really all you're getting in here. Just a really, really nice
Is temple. The tree stride still cooking?
You will not be able to go into it, unfortunately, right now. But Dang. Within the last, I'll give you, in the last 24 hours, someone came through this tree.
I love the, did they leave the tree stride open?
They forget to lock the tree stride.
Can I dip a toe in the tree?
You never know.
No, no, it was a fair question. It was just really funny.
I'm going to whisper to myself, push mommy.
Anything else, Glubna, while you're in there?
I feel like I shouldn't waste this. Is there any... I'm going to do a quick scan for our thieves' cant.
Sure, yeah.
I thought you were going to say eggs.
Eggs cant? 21.
You know the 21. No thieves ever been allowed in here. There's no thieves' cant anywhere in this beautiful temple.
I'd like to scribble some thieves' cant.
What do you want to write? And where do you want to write it?
Is there an ornate altar right in front of me?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you can see there's like a big altar in front of the tree. And then in front of that altar, there's lots of pews where elves clearly come here to
get
worship.
A divine smite.
What would you like to do?
I'd like to write Krizik rules.
Oh, shit.
Corella drools.
Give me a... Sleight of hand check.
Why are we doing it this way?
26.
Write it perfect. Now give me a deception check with advantage.
15.
It looks like some kind of ragamuffin Krizik worshiper got in here and defaced the Temple of the Elves.
Does he get like divine retributions on him?
I'll be working on that.
Okay.
I think Theo, while you're like holding your toe, you look down as a puddle of green comes out from the temple and Glebnor reconstitutes outside.
It's so nice in there.
Bleebly, let me see your toe real quick.
Okay.
Just set it.
Oh, that's better. That's better. That's a heavy ass door, man.
Yeah. What is it, mahogany?
Was it cool in there?
You have, dude, first of all, so many fireflies.
Wow.
So ornate.
Magical.
But more importantly, they got a tree door.
Oh, like Bush Mommy's tree door?
Ivy's
tree door?
And it was still hot.
Oh, okay. So elves have been coming and going. That's interesting.
Can they do that?
Well, I don't know. I would assume so.
They have some druids or nature clerics with them, maybe.
All right, cool.
Sweet. Can you guys at this point make a perception check for me?
10?
18.
Nat 20.
Nat 20?
Yeah. Do I watch him get dragged to hell?
What is the, with a nat 20, what is your final modifier end up being? With the...
24.
With the 24, okay.
24.
As you guys are leaving the temple, obviously, like, the day is kind of getting started here. We're about, like, noonish now in the afternoon. People have been coming in and out of the different temples. The crowd's getting a little busy. And of all the people that are walking through these busy streets of the temple district, Tuluga... You spot Greg.
Greg?
He's alone. He's a commoner, so he's wearing, you know, normal commoner clothes. Make an insight check with advantage.
All right. Okay, guidance this for 23.
23. So insightful.
I mean, Greg is so, like, he's such a normal man that he blends into the crowd so well. And I think what you're getting with that insight check is that he's doing it intentional. He's trying to appear as like a no one. But you know that it seems like he is moving through the crowd with like purpose.
I'm gonna let my god know.
Hey, Bleebs. What's up?
See Greg over there?
Where?
I crack his neck over.
Oh, that felt good, actually. Thanks.
Yeah. He's trying to act real human-like.
There's a throng of people in the crowd, but yeah, you see that idiot Greg. He's just kind of pushing through people, but he's walking, and he's kind of, it seems, Actually, make one more perception check, everybody, now that Greg's been pointed out.
14.
19.
23.
Okay. As you guys are watching Greg, you know, Greg about, he kind of moves through the crowd, and then you see he ducks into an alleyway off of the main temple square.
Gregory, what are you doing?
Can I do detect evil and good?
Sure.
I could shroud us in shadow, and we could just go after him.
Yeah, we could tail him.
Well, we can do that, but I want to...
Why are we tailing Greg?
I don't know, because he's weird. I don't like it.
Yes.
Fuck Greg. What's he doing?
I just want to...
We don't know what happened. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm basically trying to get within 30 feet of him once he puts us in shadow.
Yeah, so you pass out trace?
Pass without trace.
Perfect, yeah. So you cast pass without trace on the group as you guys begin to tail Greg. Survival check with advantage, Theo, because of your urchin feature.
21.
Okay. You follow Greg and you get close enough to the alleyway. You cast your spell. Nothing comes back. No evil, no good.
Fucking Greg.
So
neutral.
The worst. Neutral.
I'll know if there's an aberration, celestial, elemental, fae, fiend, or undead within 30 feet of me. It's a concentration for up to 10 minutes.
Okay. So. You are picking up undead.
From the direction of Greg?
Just in general.
Okay.
Where's Lorenz?
I was going to say, you obviously know there's tons of skeletal soldiers in Bodkali.
Mm-hmm.
But that lasts for 10 minutes?
Yes.
Good to know. Okay. I might pop in with more on that later. Okay, so you guys have round the corner where you see Greg went to, and the alleyway appears like a dead end. It's empty. No one there.
But we know some of these alleyways have a little... floor hatch, because that's how Yarno's getting about.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and give me some investigation checks now.
16.
12. Rolled off the nat 20 for a 13.
With a 16, you do notice at the back of the alley, it seems like you know, like in a video game where like a tile is clearly out of place?
Yeah.
There is a floor tile of stone that just stands out a little bit at the back of this area.
I'm going to relay it to you guys, but I'm trying to think of what to do because I don't want to hit it right away just in case it's, like, booby-trapped.
Isn't this how Yarno gets around?
Similarly, I assume, but we don't know...
Oh my god, is Greg a double agent?
Or he just might be evil.
Or even worse, just like... a normal guy.
Why that is
normal
worse.
Guys are using secret tunnels. Yeah, this is pretty sketchy, even for Greg, who I do not like.
Nobody likes Greg.
Except for Schumach.
Not for long.
So do you think he's inside that little... maybe it's like a hatch or something?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, we can inspect it? Okay.
Stealth checks for everybody. You can also add your 10 now, because you got passed without trace up.
39.
Thank God. That's a 21. I literally rolled a 2.
crazy high. You walk over stealthily. I think with the checks you've done, there's no booby traps on this thing. It's just a door down into what appears to be a cellar. And as you creak it open with your very high stealth checks, you can just hear the end of a conversation. But it seems like it's just Greg down there alone.
They arrived the other day. I'll know more when I can. I'll try to get a message out. No gods, no kings, no masters.
And then you can hear rustling like he's about to come up out of the stairwell.
Guys, what if we just kill Greg now?
No. I have a better idea.
Okay.
What if I enter Greg? And then we can use me as a fake Greg.
Doesn't that only last like a minute?
Yeah.
We'll die.
We'll time it right. No, it lasts. And
why don't we just beat him up until he gives us all his information?
Well, that's what I was going to suggest.
Just kick his ass. I'm tired of this sneaking around. Just beat him up.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I'm going to take a piece of like cloth from like the bag and tie it over my face so he can't directly identify me.
Okay.
And put the bald cap on.
Okay. I just want to say,
I got nothing.
I get to be Greg forever as long as he doesn't die.
Isn't Greg like a little bitch? Won't he die like immediately if you glue him?
Just kick his ass, guys.
And he only takes one damage every, you know, minute.
Okay.
I just don't, you know, on the scale of 1 to 10, let's assume he has 10 life. So he might last 10 minutes before you goo him. Oh shit, he's coming.
You guys can make stealth checks if you want to try to hide as he comes up from underneath.
Stealth, and then once he's, you know.
Yeah, basically once he comes out, I want to pistol whip him in the back of the head.
I'm hiding. Cool. I'm hiding with a 41.
I got a nat 1 for a 14.
Okay. I think what happens is he opens.
I got a 38.
He opens the hatch, and Toluga, you're just staring right at him.
Yeah, I'm done with the stuff.
Like,
I just
want.
Whoa,
guys, what's the problem? And right at that moment, go ahead. All three of you make like an unarmed strike on him or some kind of attack.
Does a 14 punch Greg?
Does a 29 punch Greg?
Does a 19?
You all punch Greg. Greg goes immediately unconscious.
I punch him for 9 damage.
I punch him for 15.
I give him a little sack tap with my pseudopod for 5.
Are you trying to kill Greg?
No.
Okay.
No.
I just want you all just really bring him to unconsciousness at like a super crazy speed.
Can my sack tap get in before he goes unconscious?
Yeah, sure.
Ow!
And see if Reggie's like, oh, hell yeah.
Fuck you, Greg. Should we get him down there so that people don't see us? Because I feel, now that we've done it, I feel like maybe we shouldn't have kind of knocked out the king's consort. This feels like maybe. Okay. I'm just saying, we're in the alleyway. Greg's unconscious. Okay, you're right. You're fine. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Let's take him back to the chapel. We got stuff to do.
Who's he talking to?
The church. I don't know. Do you want to find out?
How far is the... Where are we going? Which church?
Our temple.
Our temple? The death temple.
Okay. How far is it from here to the death temple? Like, what's the...
I'd say because like the temple district's not, like, huge compared to the other parts of the city. About, like, 120 feet or so.
Okay, so... Okay.
Throw him in the bag.
Oh, I was going to say put him inside me.
No, throw him in the bag. Let's run over. Let's
throw
go.
Him in the bag, all run right. over, and then we'll dump
open
him
Open the bag. I'll
Reggie,
push him
handle,
in.
Or, open the bag. I'll stuff him in. Cobbler, handle will care.
He grabs this unconscious man and pulls him in.
Look at how stupid he is.
He kind of closes the bag folding up.
Should we run, urchin style?
So, what? But what if... Should we inspect down there, though?
Sure, fine. Let's
I'm just
go.
Saying, what's there's cool things down there.
I go down.
Wait, we can come back.
I'm already going down. I'm halfway saying, down the ladder.
I gotta go with Daddy.
Yeah, you guys walk down. You see, Reggie's just like,
I'm just saying. I'm looking for clues.
How
I mean,
long
clue
is he gonna last
you
in
guys,
the bag?
You guys look down there. I'm gonna head to the temple to get him out so he doesn't die.
Yeah, interrogate him.
Yep.
Okay.
Get the clues
so
on
I'll
it.
Start heading over to the temple. Reggie can go wherever.
Yeah, Reggie's like, I'll come with you. Actually, no, I suggest that we look. So I'm gonna go with the. I'm gonna go look down.
You little looky loo.
Glad no, you go with Theo.
Wait, what? Okay.
To protect him in case someone tries to assassinate him.
It's just
him
a dark hole. I've been in plenty of
Wait,
these.
Wait, there was talking in that hole.
And I'll just punch him out. All right, okay. Go.
I'm coming back in 10 minutes.
Glevnor and Theo, you make your way back to the Death Temple while Reggie and Toluga go down this little windy stairwell. You go down. It is a pitch black room. There is a little candle that was just burning. Give me an investigation check while you're down here. It's literally just one, like a dark room with a small table on it.
I got a 0.
A 0?
Is Reggie going to help me?
Reggie's like, Toluga, you're not even looking.
Well, why don't you look? I got a -1 to investigation, Reggie.
Right, sorry. I guess I'll look. God.
Yeah, let me help.
Everyone's being annoying about me wanting to investigate things. I mean, isn't that what we're doing here?
I'm helping you, Reggie.
Thank you.
Reggie will roll. You got a 22 on his.
Why didn't you do it first, Reggie?
I don't know. I wanted you to lead the way. There's really not a lot down here. It's a fucking empty room. Glebnor was right. This place sucks.
Looks around. It's like just an empty room. There's just a small table. But he does notice that there is like a scroll on the table. He grabs it and he's like, the hell is this?
Let me look at that. I shove Reggie.
Sure.
I close my big eyes, my little spider eyes open.
This was a sending scroll. He was casting the sending spell down here.
Greg got magic?
He doesn't. He had to use a scroll.
Sending scroll? What the fuck?
But he has access to magical items?
You're sending a message to someone with a scroll?
Does it say to who at the
no.
bottom?
Unfortunately.
Is the scroll still warm?
Yeah.
Can I tap
it? Yeah, give it a tap.
It's warm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good investigation.
I can't dip into his sending.
Unfortunately, no. You cannot dip into his sending spell.
All right.
Just put a little tag on the end. Yeah. Dork.
That's it. This is just a tiny room, Reggie, with a candle and some guy sending messages.
I don't know. Why does he have a secret room where he's sending messages?
I don't know. You know, it'd be funny if we seal it off.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I was there.
Okay. Let's just go back. I feel dumb now. This stupid investigation led to, like, literally nothing.
Yeah.
Well, you know. Now we know.
Yeah.
He starts climbing up the ladder. As you two approach your temple, it's a bit of a hubbub outside the Temple of Death.
What?
Yeah. You can see right away you do notice that sitting on the temple steps are Dozer and your good friend Yarno. And Yarno seems to be fighting with Dredna. And you can also see that the lizard folk parents from the other day are also there, and they're also fighting with Dredna. And the temple door is shut.
Dredna, what the fuck are you doing?
It is fine, my lord. These people were trying to enter your temple, but we
as
are...
they should be allowed.
But, my lord.
Yeah?
You understand, there's obviously rituals and rites being
we're
done.
We're a god
inside.
Of the people, religion.
I thought we were...
Plus, they're my friend.
Yeah, tell this freaking lady I know you.
Yeah.
I know him.
Yeah, he's known me longer than I've known you, Dredna.
I also know him.
Yeah, exactly.
Dozer!
Oh, Glibnor, what's up, my man?
What's going on?
That dabs you up.
All right, Dredna, get out of the way.
But my lord...
You're demoted.
I got demoted again, my lord.
Where's Jeremy? The assistant to Borf.
Jeremy's inside.
Jeremy's getting promoted.
Jeremy, but he's a horrible cleric.
Hey,
my lord.
Now you take orders from Jeremy.
Well, we have so many things we're preparing inside for tonight.
Yeah, okay, what I need
you
is...
You left last night in such a hurry, my lord.
Right. What I need is a chair in a room that no one comes into.
There's lots of scary rooms in the temple.
Do we have interrogation rope?
Listen, my lord, there are just there's responsibilities
right,
you have.
No, Dozer, come with me. Glibnor, come on.
Thank you.
But you see the lizardfolk parents are like, they're kind of push up. They're like, excuse me. Our daughter's missing and they won't let us in the temple to
wait
look for
her. Wait a minute. You guys were in there last night with her, with the pizza party.
I know. This morning we went to leave. She was missing.
Dredna?
Yes, my lord.
What do we know about this?
Nothing, my lord.
I take out a gun. What do we know about this?
We know some things, my lord.
Okay. What do we know?
Well, you left in such a hurry. We were getting the rites ready.
Rites for what?
You need new name keepers, my lord.
Are we sacrificing this girl?
No.
You lying?
Do you have this girl?
Maybe, my lord.
Give the girl back to her parents!
The rites are already underway. She is deep within the mausoleum.
Get her out!
I have been demoted. I don't know if I have the authority.
Get me Jeremy!
Jeremy's probably busy.
Does a 22 hit Dredna?
Yeah. But my lord, the rites. You left in such a hurry, we didn't get
26
to
damage to Dredna's chest.
You sound like the wrongs.
Are you shooting Dredna? Or
yes.
No?
Ow!
Dredna has a hole in her chest, falls back on the ground, dead.
Yeah. All right. I'm fucking sick of this.
Theo, can I just say, hell yeah, that lady was so freaking annoying.
Oh boy.
I'm fucking sick of this
more
bullshit.
More like Dedna, am I right?
Glibnor, all right.
If I'm supposed to be the leader of this fucking place, people better start fucking listening.
Oh yeah, that's it. I've been waiting to see this side of you, kid.
He gets all excited.
All right, you folks, come with me.
Yes, please.
Should we make Yarno the voice?
No, I don't think Yarno wants to be the voice of this fucking
Do I have to kill another man?
No, we love Yarno.
At this point...
You're in the hole!
I was going to say, at this point, you can see Telugo with Reggie in tow running up to the temple steps.
I hear the gunshot.
Yeah, you definitely hear the gunshot.
Oh, my fucking God. What?
We left him alone for 5 minutes!
I should have went with.
Yeah, you've run up. And Telugo, this is your first look at the temple.
It is a gaudy gothic mausoleum.
Could use some guts, some touching up. But all right, why is she dead?
I think right as he runs up, you see me kick open the door. Where the fuck is this girl?
Temple is completely empty.
Oh my god! All right.
She said basement.
Okay,
or something.
Can
like
I
that.
Check? How is she like fully dead? Or can I bring
Dredna on the ground?
Yeah.
I guess she's rolling death saves. Here, I'll roll. Some d20s.
I got some clans of slurp.
I will roll three.
Pour the slurp into her bullet hole.
Do I notice he's coming up?
Yeah, you definitely see Toluga and Reggie running up.
Don't even waste it on her.
Listen, man, we can't just be killing everyone if they have...
You killed Borf! She was worse than Borf!
Borf said he was your voice!
She was the original voice!
But she wasn't there. She might have not lived either.
She was worse than Borf.
Anyways, she has dies. Information.
Borf ruled.
You can see Yarno's like, this lady sucked, Toluga. Don't even... Look at it. She's got a hole
in her. You can't just kill everything you disagree with.
I feel like this one we could, though.
Yeah, you don't even know Toluga.
Listen, I don't care.
They have my daughter down there.
All right, cool. You want to get her back faster?
What?
She told us the express route.
She wasn't telling us anything.
We gotta torture her.
She was being aloof.
I open the bag.
I stick my finger in the hole.
Cobbler, can you give me the guy that we gave you?
Plops up an unconscious body. He kind of ragdolls unconscious on the ground.
Slap him in the face.
Greg?
Yes.
Wait, shouldn't we tie him up?
I think we got it.
You slap.
Hey!
Hi!
Hey, hi!
Guess what? You're gonna start talking.
You want to know about stable stuff? I love horses.
Greg!
Yeah.
Don't do this right now, all right?
Yep.
Do you see these two veins?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Do you see these two guns?
Guys. This is a huge misunderstanding.
At him.
Huge misunderstanding.
Listen, sending scroll.
Oh, what's that?
This man was sending a message to somebody.
Who are you sending a message to?
It's about no kings and no gods.
Okay. You see this is
very I go to
moment.
Cover his mouth. You aren't going to try to teleport out of here.
I think you go to put your hand over his mouth. You know, a somatic component we need for a teleportation. But can I get a perception check with advantage from Theo?
One hand's on his mouth, the other hand is 21. In Dredna's hole in the chest, torturing her to get her to talk.
Wiggling it around. She's so dead. You notice a motion that you do every single day as he goes for a gun. And he goes behind his back to grab a pistol, but you caught him with that 21. Make a athletics check, either you or Glebnor.
Huh.
Can I deflect missile his bullet?
If he was able to get a shot off, we'll see.
Nat 20.
Right as he goes to pull the gun up, you wrap a pseudopod around his arm and yank his arm down while you have a hand over his mouth.
Theo, you want to grab that?
Now you're going to be cool, because I've dealt with a lot today.
I'm going to take the gun from his hand.
This is a palm pistol. It's worse than all of your guns, but if you want to have it, go nuts,
I'm
please.
Keeping it.
It's like a Palm Pilot of guns.
You grab the palm pistol away from him.
I'm going to take it off. You're going to be cool.
Can I break his arm?
I'm not in charge of him.
He looks at Reggie. You when you say you're going to be cool, and then he looks at Glebnor asking to break his arm.
I look at Reggie.
Maybe not just yet, Glebnor.
I'm going to keep him wrapped up.
He's pretty wrapped. He's not going to go anywhere.
Because I'm really stressed. And you just added one more thing to that long list that he's holding that I just gave him. And I take my hand off.
I was just trying to show you. Look at the gun.
I inspect the gun.
You flip the gun over, and engraved on the handle is the symbol of Yeageron.
We're on the same side here.
I don't know if we are.
Double Agent Greg.
So you better start talking so we...
Well, hold on. We got prying eyes.
In the temple, now.
Okay.
Adredna's fully dead.
Fully dead.
I should drag her in.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
Come on.
Drag the corpse in.
Information, guys. Information.
She wasn't giving anything up.
You should have brought out the mayo. You have the bag.
Ooh, Daddy's right. We could eat her.
She wasn't a Thrycreen.
She's not a Thrycreen.
But it would have been funny. And I need that right now.
True, but I'm more worried about the child. And she was not giving me information on the child. She said, I got demoted. So
You drag this corpse of Dredna into the death temple. Shut the doors. The nervous lizard folk family are just standing in the corner.
You guys come in.
With all your allies.
Take a number.
Around.
Come in. You guys sit on the top floor.
Yeah, please.
It's Dozer.
Yep.
Fucking Jarno.
Yeah.
Watch this crazy dude.
Will do.
Or I'm going to break one of his fingers every minute.
You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that, I promise.
And I don't know how I'm going to do that, because I'm going to go down in this dungeon. We're going to save that girl. And I could have choked someone out.
Who are you sending a message to?
I was sending a message back to Yeageron. I've been here deep undercover for the last year.
Who in Yeageron?
You've been letting Shumak fuck you for a year?
It hasn't been a good year.
That is... I gave him a glass of water.
Thank you.
That's tough.
To my captain.
Name?
His name's Creon.
And I'll write that down.
Oh, like the thing you write with?
Kind of. He works for the Battle Mistress. We heard tell that Mansa was working with Krizik. So I was sent undercover to make sure that wasn't happening.
Well,
can you confirm if he's working with Krizik?
I know now he is.
All right.
Okay.
Mansa's dead.
Listen, the other day, after you all left, Krizik arrived.
The Avatar. Okay.
He was very angry, and he was intimidating Mansa. He wanted something that Mansa has, and Mansa's going to give it to him.
When is Mansa giving it to him?
Honestly, he's probably already has done it. I left as quickly as I could to make way to the safe house.
I think we know what it is.
Yeah, we're killing Mansa. We're killing...
Mansa and his wizards have been supplying Krizik with living lightning.
What's Mansa's actual relationship with his wife?
I believe he does love the dragon woman. They make love quite loudly in the temple.
Then why does he need Shumak?
Well, they were married before he met his dragon wife.
Oh, yes.
Shumak's quite flighty and irritating. We've been having really bad sex for the last year.
Gross.
Listen, Yeageron's trying to win this war, and Krizik's been getting these insane weapons from these wizards.
Well, listen, all right? Tell whoever it is in Yeageron that there are 496 spider riders in the fucking Underdark about to kill this spider.
Who's involved? Who are the wizards involved?
I think Krizik has followers in most of the major schools. And you can see he's kind of nervous, and you can see
Greg.
He's trying to like remember things. He's trying to like put like
Greg?
Yeah, no, sorry.
Look at me, Greg.
I'm looking.
I made a god for the sole purpose to counter crusade Krizik's crusade.
Wait,
okay?
Didn't we make a god just to like
and bring a duet?
Okay, listen, guys. I'll tell you everything I know. Okay? I'm telling you, we are on the same side.
But what's with this no gods?
Who are the wizards?
Well, there's a lot.
There's wizards inside the evocation school. They're the ones making that little
bad Greg. Lorenz, I bet.
Actually, Lorenz isn't involved.
I think Lorenz has been getting bullied a little too much.
What about...
He has some wizards inside the enchantment school.
Any diviners?
Not to my knowledge. I believe,
listen,
if anything...
I have the diviners, all right?
Well, we don't know if he's a double agent. She could be a double agent.
I'll trust your judgment.
She's fine, guys.
If anything, Krizik's worried about the diviners. They can see his movements before he does them.
And they can't see us.
You have a connection with your girlfriend there.
Ooh, Phaedra?
Yeah.
You're dating Phaedra?
Sorta. I call it dates just so that the eyes don't know what we're doing.
Plus, okay. Daddy's a polygamist.
What?
Reggie taught me that word.
Listen,
Reggie,
can you? I mean, once
am I going to sidebar Phaedra right now?
Find out what she can divine with this avatar of Krizik.
Well, she's currently on the way to broker us our deal or our meeting.
Well, I mean, she could probably talk to her other. Counterparts, they can probably do it and then get back to her so we know.
Do we know Daddy got her number?
Oh, yeah, I got her number.
Yeah,
I got her number, guys. All right, I'll hit her up while we go.
I think we might need to bring Lorenz in.
I agree. I think that'd be a smart call.
We've also been bullying.
We also have the room of... Oh, wait, I don't know this.
Listen, I need to get back to Shumak. He'll grow suspicious if I'm gone for too long.
Hold on. Do you need, like, bruises to show that you've been roughed up?
You gotta make it look like you were mugged.
Why was I mugged?
Well, why would it have taken you so long?
Okay.
Do you have anything that people want besides that sweet ass?
Unfortunately, no. This sweet ass has gotten me in so much trouble. And if you were asking, gods, no kings, no masters. That is, it's Yeageron's creed. We serve no gods, we have no king, and we'll be ruled by no one.
Who's the battle mistress?
Yeah, that sounds like a
king. That sounds like the top position.
She's leading our war effort. She's incredibly smart. She
But she's equal to everyone else?
Yes. Sus. No, we have an entire council. She acts with the will of the entire city.
Name?
I don't know it. She's only ever gone by her title. She arrived a few years ago, and she's revolutionized the way we conduct this war.
Just no name? Nothing. She's always having heard whispers of a name.
I'm not that high up in Jaeger. I'm a foot soldier. Greg, I was here to spy.
You're taking on a bug man, and you're not that high up in Jaeger?
What's Crayon's number? We can just call him direct.
Well, that might raise other suspicions.
I have to use sending scrolls. Any kind of sending stone, they might track.
Do you have more scrolls?
They got wiretaps? That's what I'm hearing.
All right, Greg, I'm going to punch you really hard in one of your ribs and break it.
Okay.
It's going to hurt.
Okay.
Ah! Oh, God! Why does your fist hurt so much?
Because I'm extra angry.
Oh! You should see the car he punched.
What the hell? See, Greg has just leaned over. Oh, yeah. That's so broken.
Okay. Guess what? Okay. Guess what? I'm going to give you these. I'm going to take the two middle finger bones.
Yeah.
I have. Tell him you ripped this off a corpse of the body of the guy that broke your rib.
They're never going to believe I beat a guy.
And it's a skeleton.
No.
He's a skeleton. Lorenz sucks. Everybody knows Lorenz sucks.
No, we can't have them going after Lorenz.
I'll just say I didn't see the guy. It's not a big deal.
No, Greg.
The broken ribs are enough, guys.
Greg, I'm trying to help you in your Schumach situation.
We have to make it look like you were mugged because you're obviously with the king's husband and all that. Uh-huh. They thought you had gold. I have to rip your pockets.
I just got these pants.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Just rip the pockets. Sorry. But it has to look like a monkey.
No, hard to get corduroy in Bodkali.
Why are you wearing corduroy in the desert?
It looked good.
Greg, you need some new fashion.
Yeah.
Get some anti-chafing.
Guys, I don't know if you're understanding. I'm very stressed. I've been living a double life.
Look, when you get more information, use one of your sending scrolls that you can get and update him.
Okay.
All right?
I'll do that.
Because I'm the leader of this goddamn crusade.
I can tell.
At least update us within 2 days' time.
Sure.
Okay.
I can do
Even
that.
If there is nothing, at least let us know you're alive.
Will do. You should also know Mansa's preparing some kind of like grand event for you at the end of the week.
Yeah, we're gonna kill Mansa. It's all right.
I'm just letting you know. He's they're redoing the entire Colosseum. They have big plans.
The Colosseum?
Yes.
Oh, you know what? I bet he's gonna have us fight the Avatar Krizik.
What? Oh, God.
I mean, good.
How
but
predictable?
To
my knowledge, it's a race. It's not a fight.
That's what you're saying.
A hack.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, look. You wait a minute.
Sure.
Yarno, Dozer.
Yeah.
I need you guys to sneak him out of here so no one sees and drop him in an alley. Greg, you're going to have to crawl out of that alley looking like you actually got your ass whooped.
I did get my ass whooped. He broke my ribs.
Yes. What I mean is you're going to have to make it look
dramatic.
It happened in that alleyway.
Okay, sure.
All right. Yeah. So when they drop you there and then they scatter, you got to scream. And then when people come over, you have to point them in a different direction.
Simply just poke your own rib. That'll be enough.
Yeah.
Guys, I got this. I'm clearly a good actor. I've been undercover for almost a year.
Well, we found you.
Can I do an insight check?
Yeah, you can make an insight check. Actually, whole room make an insight check on Greg
12.
Here. 12. Yeah. He's an okay actor, Theo.
Nat 1.
He's still kind of
dirty
like
20.
Greg. The dirty 20. Greg appears like someone you can actually trust. Once you find out he is from Jaegeron, it makes a lot more sense that someone like him would divulge all this information to you. He's well aware that you are fighting Krizik. So you're interested.
All right, no, he's cool.
I'm gonna give him his palm pistol back.
Thank you.
You got to get better. You got to get ones like these, man.
Get in shape, Greg.
No one makes ones like those. The Battle Mistress has been trying to mass produce these for our soldiers, but it's tricky. It's complicated machinery.
Huh.
What?
What are you talking about?
I built these on the road.
Let me see the bag.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Cobbler, get the thing. You know.
Goes in. You can hear him laboriously pulling out your giant rocket launcher.
Oh, right, your gun.
Yes, my gun. Thank you, Cobbler.
What the hell is that thing?
That's his gun.
You want to know who made this?
Who?
Handsome Huff.
The hell's Handsome Huff?
Brandini.
Brendini's making weapons as well?
Brendini can make weapons like this.
You might want to get him up.
They also might need some help because Krizik is after them, and I unfurl the Mancine's wands.
Oh, that's no good. So, listen, I heard you say it to Mansa the other day, but the hill dwarves are behind you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the Underdark, and some spiders, and some more Kuotoa.
So the Ebon Den is with you as well?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
Oh. I have to let Jaeger run now. We've been desperate for allies, and no one will come to our aid.
Oh, you should have had us the whole time.
Yeah, I'm doing a bang-up job.
Seems like you guys are. Okay, I have to get going. Yarno's like, Delaware, we got this figured out. He's stripped Dredna of her robes, and he's like, he just throws them over Greg. Greg's like, oh, yeah, sure.
You look good. I wouldn't know you were a human man.
Can I do a sleight of eyes to check out her boobies?
Sure. Give me a sleight of eyes.
I'm not responsible for him.
Klebnor, Easy Red is like, Klebnor, that's inappropriate. You're
15?
Ogling. You're ogling.
Her robes have been removed, and you can see now that as her the mummified wraps kind of are come a bit loose. Also, her name is covered. Her body is covered in the name Thane, written in the
street. All right, we gotta go down.
Hold on, Yarno came here for a reason.
Oh yes, thank you. Okay. Sorry, I was trying to catch up with you guys last night. Well, we were at that bar, and it didn't seem like a good place to tell you. But now this guy kind of told you what I was going to tell you, which is a Krizik's back.
No, we have established that. We already knew.
Actually, what time is it?
He looks like a little strange. Lark.
Can I turn it to a sundial?
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind.
You're inside.
Okay, my guy should be here in a minute.
He's inside.
Your guy. Yeah, I mean, obviously I didn't come here with just Dozer. I'm not crazy. We got a couple of kobolds. Kiki let me have some of her rogues. So I get people around the city keeping their ears open.
Well, no, I get that. But why is your guy coming here?
I told him to meet you. He has something he wants to tell you.
Okay, how long till he gets here?
What's that sundial say? And it's dark in here.
It's inside. It's not saying anything.
Ah, shit. Okay, Klebnor, come on, outside. He walks out with Klebnor. Yeah, about 5 minutes.
We don't got time. From what you told me, they started this ritual already.
Well, I didn't tell you that.
From what I have no idea about, we gotta go.
You see a lizard full of flame. He's like, please, our daughter. They're just very nervous.
What? You don't know what he's going to tell us?
She's one daughter.
I just think it'd be better coming from him. He was there. He saw it.
I don't... Tell me what he told you, and then when we get back, he can tell us again.
Okay, all right. He broke into Krizik's temple with a group of rogues. Your buddy, the little black
Gort?
Feathery... Gort, apparently, was...
My protege?
Gort's alive?
Maybe. I told you. Hey.
He was, as of a couple days ago.
Told ya.
He could be dead.
He's good.
So
you sent him off to his death, Klebnor. Yeah.
Doesn't sound like he's dead to me.
What I can tell, apparently him and a group of idiots, they snuck in. My guy snuck in with them.
Sounds
they
like
trashed Krizik's Hall of Records. There's beer everywhere, apparently.
Sounds great by me.
Wait, Hall of Records?
We've already been there.
We saw the aftermath.
Yeah. Oh, so I'm just telling you stuff you guys already know?
Yes.
Okay, but what did he see?
He said that some satyr man walked forward, gave a little weird speech, and then his entire body went all crackly with electricity, and he rippled into Krizik.
We already know that the Avatar...
What happened to Gort? Why didn't Gort come back with him?
My guy ran. He told me that...
So he's a coward?
Well, Chindi's not a coward. He's more... He's pragmatic. He didn't want to die, and his mission was to let me know what the hell's going on in there.
But he didn't try and save the others?
Nope.
My so sweet precious Gort so is out there by himself?
As far as I know, Gort and his little band of buddies, they got on that train. They're heading to Windmere now.
Train?
There was a train leaving the temple.
He's going to Windmere. Yeah, that's his mission.
Yeah, that's his whole thing. He's supposed to go to Windmere.
Yeah.
You're sending Gort to Windmere?
He is.
That's such a fun prank.
Yeah, he sent him off to his death.
Klebnor, you cracked me up. He's going to die so funny.
No, he's not. He's good.
I'm waiting for the point where it finally sinks into Klebnor.
Gort's good.
Okay.
He's my protege.
All right, well, if anything, have fun trying to rescue this kid. Hopefully, Jenny will be here by the time you get back. He can give you the
All right.
Yeah. All right, you get Greg to some alley far from here.
Cool, okay, yeah.
Goffin is as good as ours.
Get him in a bad part of the neighborhood to where, I don't know where muggings happen here, but...
Craig's like, wait, do I have to go to a bad neighborhood?
Yes.
See, they won't believe you got mugged in a good neighborhood.
Like, shut up, Craig. And you see Dozer, Yarno, and Greg make their way out of the temple. And you're now here in this abandoned, empty, sketchy-ass temple. I'm going to get one final perception check from Toluga. This is your first time being here.
23.
You look up at the stone mural the boys found the other day, and you see what they saw. A depiction of some kind of eldritch goblet pouring black void shadow into four gods of the Domain of Death.
Oh, that's the thing I read about.
Yeah,
that's
it connects with all of the research you've done the night previous.
It's a what was it called again? The Sundering? No, that wasn't it.
That was it.
That was totally it.
You doubting yourself over there?
Let's just go save the child.
Find my child.
Calm down. We're going.
Okay.
And then you see the lizardfolk woman walks up to you, Glebnor.
Please find my child. And if she's hungry, give her this as a snack.
And she just hands you a kitten.
I'm going to stick the kitten into me, but with the head poking out.
She gets hungry. So
I know. Hey, okay. We all get hungry.
It's a little kitten. It's the cutest kitten you've ever seen.
I'm going to pat its little head with my pseudopod.
The black is your familiar.
Nice.
Until you get it, shoot this lizard folk girl. All right, gang. That was a wild ass episode. Real fun. We got a lot going on. Join us next time for Dicey Situations' first dungeon crawl. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.